Earl, I thought it was a good win for us tonight. Thought our players, really competed well. Obviously, Pittsburgh's a very good football team, very explosive offensively, and I thought we hung in there. We made enough plays that we needed to make. Certainly wasn't perfect, but it was good enough, and we'll take that. Certainly a lot we can learn from in this game situationally and just the overall execution. We had a lot of young players play, three offensive linemen, a couple of defensive linemen, a receiver, DB, and a long snapper. So, I thought those, linemen looked like we hung in there. I'm not saying it was perfect, and we'll look at the tape, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of corrections to make, but, I thought those guys competed well. And it was about all the way down to the wire. Pittsburgh's never out of the game, so explosiveness they have offensively. So, thought we were able to take advantage of some scoring opportunities, get the ball in the red area, and, held them to some field goals, and, missed field goals certainly helped. So, but our red area offense was good, and that was, in the end, probably a difference in the game. So, heading into the division now, but it's good to be 1-0.
Coach, you had a much changed secondary for this game, and Ben threw 351 yards. How would you assess their play in total?
It's about the way it's been when we played Ben. He's he seems like he always throws for 350, 400 against us the last three or four times. He's a great quarterback. They have a great offense, a lot of good receivers. Certainly things we could do better. But I thought we competed well and we made some plays. Interception was a big play. It was a big turnover. Some of our third down stops in the red area were important. But they're good. They're good. There's not much margin for error with him and that offense.
Bill, your thoughts on Tom's performance, and was there any concern on your part that the outside situation would affect him actually during the game?
The 28 points was good. Were there plays that could have been better? We could have coached better. We could have played better. There's things we could all have done better. So there's certainly a lot of room for improvement, but we'll take the production that we had, and good to be 1-0. To score 28 points, but we left some plays out there on the field. We just got to do a better job of coaching and playing and keep getting better each week.
Coach, reports in the first half of some microphone malfunctions on the Steelers sideline. Did that affect you guys at all?
It did, yeah. We had a lot of problems. We had to switch headphones a couple of times. The communication system wasn't, very good. We deal with that. Seems like weekly, but they told us that they were on the verge of shutting it off, but then I guess they got it working, so I don't know, but it was a problem the whole game. And we almost had to switch helmets with Brady there at the end. Couldn't get the plays into him, so it was a problem all night. We never get that answer. But they just try to fix it, and they tell you it's up or it's down or whatever. So I don't know. That's not really a very strong area for me is technology.
Bill, the goal line defense, I think it was 22-11, and you guys made a big stop, held them to a field goal. How big of a key was that? Did you feel in the game?
Yeah, that was a big play for us, to get them into third down and goal. And then we stemmed into a tight look, and looked like they false started on that. So then we were able to make the stop on third and six and hold them to a field goal. So that was huge. I mean, anytime they get the ball down to the 1 yard line, if you can just come out of our 3 points, really a 4 point play for us. The third down stop, I think that was when they tried to run the trap, right? Tried to run the inside run, if I remember right. So, yeah, that was huge, huge play in the game. Huge.
I apologize if this was already asked, but you had a lot of youth up front tonight on your offensive line.
how do you think those guys acquitted themselves overall, just on first glance?
Yeah, we talked about that earlier, Tom. I think we thought they hung in there, you know, their offensive linemen and on defense with Gino and Malcolm. You know, I know there were some errors, but I think they competed well. I think we hung in there. Hopefully we can build on that and, you know, get better. David, you know, pretty much went all the way at center, and then Shaq and Josh and Trey, you know, kind of all three played some guard, played guard. So, you know, we had overall, I'd say the pass protection was okay. You know, we had some running plays that weren't great, some that were okay. I thought, you know, Lewis ran the ball well. I don't know if we blocked as well as we'd like to. So we got a lot of work to do, but I thought they competed well and they hung in there. You know, we had eight rookies play, and, you know, they all contributed. So hopefully they'll get better.
Three more questions. Bill, how difficult is it just to game plan for week one, given how new everything is? And with all a lot of the substituting tonight, was that all game plan specific, or do you do that sometimes just to see what you've got and to try some guys out at new positions?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say we're trying anybody out. We're trying to win. And, you know, the Steelers had several different matchups. They hadn't really shown much dime defense at all this year. They did some of that last year with Polamalu, but they didn't do it at all, really, in preseason. They stayed pretty much nickel. And then tonight, they mixed in dime, nickel, you know, and some of their base defense. So we had, you know, several different personnel groupings out there. They sometimes matched them the same. Sometimes they changed it up a little bit in the second half. They changed the matches. So, you know, just trying to – little bit of that, just trying to work it out, you know, just seeing who they're matched up with, what we want to try to do against one group versus another group. But, you know, that's kind of what we do. We get everybody involved and use different groupings, so that's not really uncommon on our end. But, you know, we were dealing with the same thing. You know, they were using Archer a little bit, running back. Williams, obviously, ran well. You know, 46 was in there really playing tailback, even though he was a tight end. But then they used him as a running back in protection situations, so as well as their 12 and 11 personnel. So it's a little bit of that going both ways, just trying to, you know, get it matched up. And it's hard at this time of year where, you know, you have a lot of guys running on and off. You're trying to probably play more players than you would normally play just because it's early in the season to, you know, kind of manage the playing time a little bit. And then on top of that, you got a lot of substitutions and the kicking game and so forth. So, you know, we need to clean that up. But that was definitely a part of the game, was just the organizational part of it, getting on and off the field, getting the right guys out there.
Chandler and Gronkowski seemed to work pretty well together on the two touchdowns when you put them off on the left-hand side. How much freedom do they have to adjust depending on the coverage?
Not much. I mean, we call a play. We need them to run the route that we tell them to run. So, you know, we really try to go out there and execute the plays that we have called. We're not really on that program where everybody goes out and, you know, does whatever they feel like doing. We try to run the plays that are called and run with good technique and execution, so the quarterback knows where those guys are going to be and we can time it up. And, you know, Rob did a nice job on that fade route of, you know, kind of stemming the receiver in at the goal, or stemming the defender in at the goal line, create some separation. And you know, on the first touchdown, Rob's slant, the linebacker had to go over the top, and it was close play, but, you know, Scott was able to get in the end zone. So, you know, I thought they were both fairly well executed.
Final question for Coach?
No. I know you expected one, but.